Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Constructive versus Destructive Complaining. Psychologists say that people generally complain for one of two reasons: as a way of enlisting people to agree with their point of view, or as a means of making conversation, since negative observations often yield a bigger response than positive comments. Sadly, that's true. Today I'm going on record as saying that neither of these reasons are valid enough to outweigh the fact that no one likes being around people who are chronic complainers. Whining is a childish trait and can be a very difficult habit to break once it has become part of your communication style. Nevertheless, breaking the habit of whining and complaining is essential if you wish to be viewed as someone whose words carry weight and whose opinions matter. Some forms of complaint are obvious, but other forms are disguised as commentary or critique. They may appear more subtle, but are just as damaging to your reputation. When you do have a legitimate complaint to communicate, you can do so in a productive manner by following these four guidelines. First, have a purpose. Having an objective for complaining means that you wish to accomplish something that is both reasonable and specific. Complaints without purpose include things like the way your football team played on Sunday, the weather, and the traffic on the interstate. These things may bother you to a degree, but you can't do anything about them, so why spend your time in someone else's complaining about them? Second, offer a proposed solution. Whenever you do complain, be prepared to offer a reasonable solution. Third, be understanding. People are not perfect, and most employees are doing the best they can. It's also important to recognize that what may be logical to you may not be logical to someone else. Make a point to accept and value the differences in people. Recognize that we all come from different backgrounds and have different life experiences. Specifically, have a little more patience. Be a little more forgiving of others. If you find yourself being overly critical of others or at the world at large, which leads to the habit of complaining, let me encourage you to start being more aware of this and work on improving your attitude in this area.